Once you have everything put together, you can start with just a draft. And once you've created that draft, then you can make it pretty. And so that's the next step, step six, which I titled Let It Flower, Putting It Together. I did scan a color version of my flower diagram. Now, it was a little tough because, you know, we did this in on separate sheets of paper, and you know, we kind of cut them out and scotch taped it together, and then it's been folded in a file folder, and I had to scan it in two parts. It was a little trick because it was bigger than a regular piece of paper, and then I had to resize it to fit it here. But so our actual flower diagram is quite a bit bigger than what shows up here on this in the workbook. But Trisha ended up making it very, very beautiful. And so that's the next part that you're going to do, is you're going to go ahead and take all the different elements, the center and each of the petals, and assemble them in a way that is inviting, that's enjoyable to look at, because one of the things that we're going to do later is I'm going to ask you to put your flower diagram where you'll see it regularly. That could be your door, that could be your refrigerator, but I want you to be able to see it on a regular, constant basis.